Sorry. Entiendo que...
Thank you. So we're looking at CRP 1, Rev 1, yes? Am I correct?
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you again. On this draft report, we have some comments. I'm going to deal with the most important so we don't waste time. Para 27. And there is a proposal there, including paragraph 27. As you know, so we condemn the use of cluster munitions and we support their prohibition and elimination under any circumstance, and indeed its use. And we condemn its use on the part of any actor. That's why we're against politicization or a politicized approach, or that might facilitate double standards in international issues. Paragraph 27 in the agreed language in previous reports, and that's in bold, reflects a very delicate balance. In previous years, we have accepted, with a footnote, the unnecessary reference to Article 21, which states the following in conformity with Article 21. Now, I'm saying it's not necessary because the reference to Article 21 in this context, condemning the use of these munitions, we believe is a way of justifying, at least on the part of some member states, their participation in coalitions where other parties who are non-parties use those munitions. And they feel that indirectly they're not responsible in the aggression perpetrated against civilians under this sort of indiscriminate attack. Cuba has always been flexible and constructive with a view to adopting this report, as you know, on a consensus basis. But this paragraph, given the agreed language in the past, reflects what has been a very delicate balance in terms of language used. However, this year, the new proposal, we believe, jeopardizes that fine balance. Not only are we justifying some situations, but we seem to be highlighting some particular situations, ignoring others' situations, which also have to be condemned in the paragraph. And here, I don't believe that there's any real impartial or credible evidence pertaining to some of these situations. We mustn't politicize the humanitarian situation of people who are afflicted with these unjustified wars. And I don't believe that our assembly needs to be a verification tool or some sort of judge or tribunal, because when we look at Article 11 of the Convention, I don't believe that sort of judging capacity has been confirmed on stakes parties. We want to be constructive, avoid politicization of this, but our delegation, and I have to be very clear in this, and Cuba is always very clear, we can't accept a reference made to an individual situation to the detriment of other situations, simply to facilitate double standards and their maneuvering. We'd prefer to delete the new proposal that's in bold and also the reference to in conformity with Article 21. So those are the proposals I'm making. If you delete, of course, we don't need to deal with the footnote. If not, we're going to have to look at the footnote and what appears in inverted commas or in brackets. Thank you.